God's creation tells the story of himself. Here's an example. So scientists have discovered that there are arches all over the world that naturally vibrate, and they have their own resonant frequencies that are much like guitar strings being plucked. So when the wind hits the arch, it's similar to you plucking a guitar string. But here's the thing. The frequency is too low for the human ear to hear. But I have a feeling that they're not too low for God to hear. Here's what's so crazy about this. In Luke chapter 19, we see the triumphal entry. Jesus rides a donkey into the city, and people lay down clothes in the road and they worship him, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Now some of the Pharisees were in the crowd, and they told Jesus to rebuke his disciples, to tell them to stop worshiping him. But here's what Jesus said in verse 40. He said, "I tell you, if they were to keep silent, the stones would cry out." See, it's our duty and our privilege to be louder than the rocks and the rest of creation that cry out to God. See, we won't be silent because he is worthy of all of our praise. But even if we were, the creation that the Creator crafted would cry out praises to its maker. And I don't know about you, so will I.